From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to send a general to speak with the Myanmar military junta. Indonesian government finalizes plan to relocate state apparatus to Nusantara capital. Now the news in detail. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to send a general to speak with the Myanmar military junta. Indonesian government finalizes plan to relocate state apparatus to Nusantara capital. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has yet to issue an instruction to the Indonesian military to send a general to speak with the Myanmar military junta and help resolve the country's political crisis. The Indonesian military, or TNI's Chief of General Affairs Staff, Lieutenant General Bambang Ismawan, explained it at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Friday, as quoted by Antara. He affirmed that the military will prepare the general's name to allow them to embark for Myanmar as early as possible after President Joko Widodo instructed them to do so. Earlier, President Joko Widodo highlighted Indonesia's plan to send a high-ranking military officer to speak with members of the Myanmar junta. The Indonesian government is currently finalizing the plan for relocating civil state apparatuses to the new capital Nusantara, IKN, in East Kalimantan. Minister of Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Abdullah Azwar Anas pointed it out during a working visit to Malang District, East Jawa on Friday. According to him, state apparatus from 35 government ministries and institutions are expected to relocate to the new capital. He also said that his side is preparing the relocation of state apparatus in each government ministry. President Joko Widodo has determined that around 17,000 state apparatus and security officers will relocate to the new capital, IKN Nusantara. The Indonesian Health Ministry will turn to international institution IPIC and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, in entering the endemic era of COVID-19. IPIC Indonesia and USAID have invited Indonesia to enter the endemic era properly to realize Indonesia's proposal regarding the revocation of the pandemic era. The ministry spokesperson, Muhammad Syahril, pointed out during the workshop on transition from pandemic to endemic in Jakarta on Friday, as quoted by Antara. IPIC Indonesia is a part of the IPIC's international organization, which is active in meeting targets and maintaining epidemic control, while USAID is an independent United States agency responsible for providing assistance in the economic development and humanitarian fields. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, has expressed confidence that Indonesia can pursue the transition to new and renewable energy through the Just Energy Transition Partnership, or JETP, approved during the 2022 G20 Summit. As quoted by Antara in a post on his Instagram account on Friday, Minister Panjaitan responded positively to the establishment of the JETP Secretariat in Indonesia on Wednesday, which aims to support the national target on climate aspects through collaborative efforts and funding from global partnership. He further said the Secretariat will manage daily tasks on national energy transition, which are low on carbon, sustainable, just, and beneficial for national economic growth, for it creates many job vacancies. As the rift between the United States and China over the balloon saga widens, so has the divide within the global community scrutinizing their high-stakes dispute. As reported by BBC.com, the latest exchange took place on Friday when U.S. President Joe Biden insisting he would make no apologies for shooting down the alleged Chinese spy balloon. Hours later, the Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry said the U.S. can't ask for dialogue while fueling tensions. China continues to deny that they sent a spy balloon, even as the United States continues to disclose more details of the object to back up their allegation. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. said on Saturday that the country will not lose an inch of territory. In his remark, was coming on the heels of continuing maritime tensions with Beijing in the South China Sea. As quoted by ChannelsNewsAsia.com, President Marcos, in a speech at the military alumni homecoming event, stated that the Philippines has seen heightened geopolitical tensions that do not conform to ideals of peace and threatens the security and stability of the country, of the region, and of the world. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian Embassy and Search and Rescue Agency's search for two Indonesian citizens affected by the earthquake in Turkey. Indonesian Citizen Protection Team, the Indonesian Embassy in Ankara, and Team Charlie with 14 personnel from the National Search and Rescue Agency, or Basarnas, departed for Diyarbakir Province from Hatay Province in Turkey to look for two Indonesian citizens who until now could not be contacted after the earthquake last week. This was conveyed by Director for the Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Legal Entities at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yuda Nugraha, in a written statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Ankara, received in Jakarta on Thursday. The trip from Hatay to Diyarbakir, which is 550 kilometers and takes about 8 hours by land, started on Thursday, February 16 at 10 a.m. local time. Besides carrying a number of equipment, Basarnas team also brought sniffer dogs in the search effort, which was led directly by the Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Indonesian Legal Entities at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The two Indonesian citizens who cannot be contacted work as spa workers. The information from the Indonesian people in Diyarbakir, who are close to the two Indonesian citizens, mention that both of them live in the Galeria apartment when the earthquake occurred. The apartment is known as one of the hundreds of high buildings that completely collapsed due to the earthquake on February 6, 2023. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner from Voice of Indonesia. This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on February 18, 1931, when Japan established the puppet state of Manchukuo in northeastern China. In 1931, the Manchurian area started being attacked and it was successfully controlled by Japan. 1 year later, a pro-Japanese government was established in this region, independent from China, with Puyi, the last king emperor, as regent and emperor. The establishment of the state of Manchukuo or Manchuria was aimed at making it safer for Japan to move freely in mainland of China. But in the Second World War, in August 1945, the Manchuria region was successfully controlled by the Soviet Union. In the following year, the Soviet Union returned Manchuria to China. Let's move to the event of 1943 when Hitler's Minister of Propaganda, Paul Joseph Goebbels, declared the total propaganda war. As a propagandist, Goebbels was widely respected by scientists. He is considered the pioneer and developer of modern propaganda techniques. The skillful technique resulting from his expertise is called the Big Lie technique. By using books, pictures, films, and shortwave radio that can reach various parts of the world, Joseph Goebbels disseminated Nazi doctrine. Even on February 18, 1943, he declared the total propaganda war to raise the morale of the German army on the battlefield. Goebbels became the third person to be the most popular in Germany after Führer Hitler and Martin Bormann. We end today in history with the event on February 18, 2005, when Metro TV journalists being held hostage in Iraq. Two Indonesian private television journalists of Metro TV, Mutia Hafid and cameraman Budianto, were kidnapped and taken hostage on February 18, 2005 by a group of armed men. The kidnapping occurred while they were on duty in Iraq. At that time, Metro TV's last contact with Mutia Hafid was on February 15. After negotiating with the hostage takers assisted by the local security, the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Metro TV, Mutia Hafid and Budianto were released on February 21, 2005. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Bersama
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on 217 trillion rupiah is needed for the electric battery project made in Indonesia. Indonesia Battery Corporation, IBC, requires a budget of up to 217 trillion rupiah or around $66 million to develop electric batteries made in Indonesia. President Director of IBC, Toto Nugroho, at the Indonesian House of Representatives Commission 6th working meeting on Wednesday, said that to meet the budget requirements, currently Indonesia has partnered with the world's largest electric vehicle battery manufacturer, Contemporary Amprex Technology Co. Limited, and LG Energy Solution, to partner in battery development. From the investment requirement of 217 trillion rupiahs to develop electric batteries, at least 200 trillion rupiahs can be obtained from the investment of the two largest electric vehicle battery manufacturers in the world. According to Toto Nugroho's view, although it requires large funds, it will be proportional to the added value received by Indonesia. According to him, in fact, it could reach 11 times the value of domestic nickel exports. Apart from requiring large funds, the time taken to develop the electric vehicle battery industry is also quite long. It will take at least 4 years to be able to release electric batteries made in Indonesia. Toto Nugroho added, even though Indonesian companies have partnered with electric battery manufacturers in the world, it takes almost 4 years to get battery cells from Indonesian nickel. He added that the process of developing the electric battery industry in the country is expected to be in line with the increase in the number of electric vehicle users. At least, in the next decade, users are expected to increase sharply. IBC targets electric motorbike users to increase to 12 million and for electric car users to as many as 1 million in 2035. This is in line with the IBC agreement with the Ministry of Industry through Industry Minister Regulation No. 6 of 2022. That was My Indonesia Today.
Bahagia, hati senang dan terus berbunga-bunga. cinta di masa muda. Tak peduli akhir cerita, mungkin bisa membuat kita bahagia. Hati semuanya terus berbunga-bunga seperti kita masuk ke dunia dunia. Mahliga.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Umbul Songo Waterfall in Central Java. Listener, there is a natural tourism spot which is suitable for nature lovers who like adventure and have a strong physique, namely Umbul Songo Kopeng Waterfall. It is located in the Kopeng Wana Complex, Kopeng Village, Getasan Subdistrict, Semarang Regency, Central Java. The waterfall, which is flanked by Mount Telomoyo, Andong, and Mount Merbabu, is 54 kilometers from Semarang City and 23 kilometers from Magelang City. Apart from having the cool air typical of the mountains, the waterfall, which is located at an altitude of 1,450 meters above sea level, has extraordinary natural beauty. Listener, to reach the Umbul Songo waterfall, you will face unusual roads. So, for people who have an adventurous hobby, of course, this is something challenging and quite draining of adrenaline. On a tiring 30-minute trip heading to Umbul Songo Waterfall, you will be accompanied by various types of plants and some kinds of bird singing. Fatigue while traveling accompanied by a lot of drained energy will be paid in cash. The Umbul Songo waterfall is seasonal, which means it will flow profusely when the rainy season arrives and vice versa. Listener, to feel every excitement that is served at the Umbul Songo waterfall, you can explore it from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. West Indonesia time. If you want to see the swift waterfall, you can visit during the rainy season. One of the things that should not be missed when traveling at Umbul Songo waterfall is taking selfies. green natural scenery can be used as a background to produce beautiful photos. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Have that.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia.
VOI listener, Indonesian student from East Java just made achievement. A student from SMAN 5 Surabaya State Senior High School named Natania managed to get first place in the 2023 Taiwan International Science Fair in the fields of medical and health sciences. This competition itself was done offline at the National Taiwan Science Education Center in Taipei on February 5th to the 11th, 2023, with a total of 22 countries sending their best students. In this event, Natania successfully beat outstanding students from various countries from the United States, Switzerland, Mexico, Brazil, Italy, Czech Republic, South Africa, Turkey, Luxembourg, and many others. Before taking part in the event in Taiwan, she had participated in the ASEAN Youth Research Innovation Summit in 2022. At that time, she did a research on silver moringa made from moringa extract, which she hoped could treat typhoid from Salmonella bacteria. As a result, at ASEAN Youth Research Innovation 2022, she managed to win a silver medal or second place in the event. After receiving the award, she is optimistic to take part in Taiwan International Science Fair 2023 and further develop her research. After further research, it turns out that moringa extract can also be useful for treating MRSA, a bacterial pathogen that is classified as very deadly. This bacteria itself arises from the use of too many antibiotics in the ICU room. Finally, her research entitled Silver Moringa Cloth, Silver Nanoparticle Fabric Based on Moringa Extract as Antibacterial Agent Against Methicillin-Resistant Staphylococcus, managed to be the best at Taiwan International Science Fair 2023. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. padamu namun kau milik sahabatku dilema hatiku andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya jangan kau pilih dia oh pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Cintaku Takkan Berubah by Vina Ervina. The song Cintaku Takkan Berubah is one of Dedi Dora's songs, popularized by Ani Carrera and released in 1994. This song is about someone who still loves her sweetheart who has left her. Well, listener, here is Vina Ervina with the keroncong song entitled Cintaku Takkan Berubah. Enjoy!
Aku sendiri tiada
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.